This is AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, a service of Salem Media Group.
KPRZ San Marcos, Poway, San Diego.
Thank you for supporting our ministry partners and advertisers.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, Remembering. Remembering. Isn't that nice? I like the way that comes off. Also, we're going to talk about this. Appreciate. We'll talk to the professor of retirement, our own Marty Schneider. He's going to join us live in today's Facebook post. This is awesome.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics. Well, we are talking to Marty, so we're going to have to figure that out. Entertainment and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866 K-Praise. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. I've proven that time and time again. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump and congressional Republicans cleared the way Thursday for more supplies and government cash for the hurricane-ravaged U.S. island of Puerto Rico. White House Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert says the president is doing everything possible to help hurricane relief efforts.
He's had us call out and pull out all the stops and promote as much federal relief into Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands as we could muster, and we've been ongoing in our efforts to accomplish that.
Bossert says the biggest challenge now is distributing supplies throughout Puerto Rico.
It's the interior of the island that's presenting the biggest problem for us right now. The mountainous interior is where we're dedicating our efforts to try to get in with rotary wing support. The margins, so to speak, are now open to airports and seaports, so that's where we're freeing up some of that delivery.
Puerto Rico was hit by Hurricane Maria September 20th, with many people left desperate for power, food, and other supplies. On Wall Street, the Dow by 40 points. This is SRN News.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
Christianity seems to have less and less of a place in the public arena these days. But how about the private arena? Dr. Tony Evans makes some pointed comments to parents, particularly fathers, as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
We get upset. They've taken the Ten Commandments out of the school. They've taken it out of the government. What we want to know is it hanging in your home? But God never told a school to teach your kids the Ten Commandments. He never told a government. All that's extra. The question is, are we doing it in our home? He says, you, Father, pass it to your son and to your grandson. And, mister, if you don't take these sermons on Sunday and review them with your family, have prayer meetings with your children, then don't blame the government and the school and the streets for your messed up kid. That becomes our responsibility. He says, you do it, Father. You do it, parents. We are to teach them convincingly. But Johnny's mother... Yeah, well, when you start living in Johnny's house, we can discuss this. But your mother and me have a biblical approach. Don't acquiesce to their peer pressure. That doesn't mean you don't listen to them, you don't pay attention to them. Teach them conspicuously, and you shall write it on the doorpost of your house. In other words, make it obvious. Nothing hidden here. And so what's our closing word? Here it is. Parents are responsible for their children, led by the Father.
For an in-depth look at what it means to be a godly husband and father, check out Dr. Evans' best-selling book, Kingdom Man. It'll teach you how to follow God's agenda for the home, work, at church, and in society. Get a copy for yourself, your brother, uncle, husband, father, teenage son, or your church study group. Details on Kingdom Man are waiting for you online at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Boy, oh boy, that was an interesting hour. That was really, it wasn't an interesting hour because of anything I said. It was an interesting hour because of the guests that we had on. So that was really, that's Brian Slater, and he was hanging out here. It was really kind of a different with Nahum, and they were hanging out and talking about Abundant Bread of Salvation, the ministry, abundantbread.com, and they have this Adopt a Survivor program that has to do with people, adopting people who have gone through the Holocaust and are still alive. Like, wowzer. That's some great stuff. I encourage you again, abundantbread.com. If you have a heart to minister to some of these people and to love on them, I would encourage you. Listen, Brian's not going to, I don't think he's pulling any punches. We need funds. We need to help these people, give them a quality of life towards the end of their life. Absolutely. Absolutely, we can stand behind that. That's a great thing. Okay, a couple things to run down in your general direction. Let's see. We already talked to you about the app. I don't got to talk about that. I don't need to talk to you about the pastor's appreciation lunch, which I don't think there's hardly any room left, so you better do something because this is it. I don't got anything there. We do have Dr. Jeffress. I'm going to get a chance to spend some time with him next week. He's going to be speaking at the pastor's appreciation lunch. If you are a person who has been wounded deeply and is still feeling the big ouch from that 5, 10, 15, 20 years later in the Lord, I encourage you to go to hisappointment.com. Not going to make a dollar off this book, but I will tell you, is there's a couple things in there that'll help you. It's just, you know, some of my stuff slapped together as I went through a very similar, difficult spiritual time. Nothing like our last guest went through. Nothing like these people go through. Nothing like the people I told you about the other day whose son is not going to make it through Christmas. None of that. That's why our complaining is so bad. It's just bad, 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 bad. All right. I would ask you to pray for the station, for KPRZ, for the leadership, and for the everybody on the team, for people that are staying and going. We got our Professor Wise is going to be moving into Texas, and we want to ask blessings in his life, and we want to ask blessings on the new GM as he's coming in. Just a cool time to watch God move in different people's lives. So that part's cool. So we wish everybody who is departing blessings upon blessings and nothing less. All right, let's get into our DDD. Oh, but did you want to say something? I'm sorry, I missed
that. What about guys like me who have to work with you?
Well, you guys, because you're not going to get a raise. I'm just saying.
Okay.
You're not going to get a raise It's either they got to come out with a new superhero movie to make you feel better about it, or they just have to give you extra 5 minutes and lunch, and then maybe a block of wood, and then you can just bang your head against the wood for that extra 5 minutes. That could be therapy.
Great idea.
Thank you. That was a pretty good line there, Agent Squires. Pretty funny. Remember Ing. Bear with me. This is something I came across when today. And to me, some of the better DDDs are the fresher DDDs. I do have some from 5 years ago that I've never taught. Not that I'm going to tell you, but I'm just saying. Numbers chapter 15, verses 37 through 41. Catch this. This is kind of an interesting element. And I'm sure if Brian Slater was in the room with him now, he'd give me the Hebrew element of this, but I'm going to give it to you just from the simplistic translation of the word of God into English. The Lord commanded Moses to say to the people, make tassels on the corners of your garments and put a blue cord on each tassel. You are to do this for all time to come. The tassels will serve as reminders, and each time you see them, you will remember all my commands and obey them. Then you will not turn away from me and follow your own wishes and desires. The tassels will remind you to keep all my commands, and you will belong completely to me. I am the Lord your God. I brought you out of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord. Now, I'm reading this in Numbers. I can tell you right now, people will read this. I've done this for years. I've read it, and I just went, zing. It's like, Tassels, blue. Yeah, got it. Zing, zing, zing. I'm just being honest. But this morning as I was reading it, I was thinking, well, how bizarre, because I actually know what a tassel is, and I know what the tassels look like. I know what the blue cords look like. And I'm thinking in my mind, why is that so weird or unique or whatever? And then it dawns on me that maybe I should read the text. That's kind of a joke. See, some people read to read as opposed to reading to listen. The tassels and the blue cords at the end of your clothing, here's something you'll really catch. They can't be missed. In other words, if somebody, let's just be honest, if somebody walks by you and they have those blinking shoes, guess what you see? The blinking shoe. You might not even see the you'll see the shoes are blinking. If somebody goes by you and they have an incredibly bizarre hat and it has a propeller on top of it, you know what you're going to see? You're going to see that hat. Well, when we're talking about tassels and blue cords, you're talking about something that can't be missed. Could you imagine a blue cord from your clothes bouncing up and down as you're walking? You know how you would miss that? Never. You would never be like, oh, there's the cord. Well, what's the purpose? The Lord said, put it on your clothing. Here's one thing you got to know about clothing. Ready? It goes where you go. That's the one thing you got to give clothing. Wherever clothing goes, you know, your clothing goes, you're in it. That's you. You're there. Well, what is that all for? Well, wherever you're walking, wherever you're standing, whenever you're sitting, whenever you're running, whatever you're doing, the blue cords and the tassels are a reminder. Aha! Aha! What do you mean a reminder? You see, we need help remembering. We remember for a short period of time. The Lord is going, look, you're going to put this on your clothing. Whenever you walk, you're going to see this, and it's going to remind you. What's it going to remind me? To never forget God's commands. Like, wait. In other words, it's an aid. It's an assistant. It's an indicator. It's a neon sign. It's a shoe that blinks. It's something that catches our attention to remind us to not forget about the Lord's commandments. I can only believe in my heart as a Christian that the reason that God does stuff like this is because I am so quick to forget. I am so quick to center off of him and center onto me. And here, the passage in verse 40 and verse 39 talks about the idea that we might not turn away from him and follow just our own wishes and our own desires. You know, I like entertainment probably more than most people. I'm an entertainment junkie. It's part of my problem, right? I mean, I have my major component of entertainment in life is 3D movies. It's just what I like. I know nobody else likes it but me. I'm literally like one of the only people, but it's okay. That part doesn't matter. But here's the thing. In some of these great movie structures and companies, you know what they say? Whatever you wish, that's what you should go for. Whatever you wish, that should be the thing. There's a problem with that. What if what you wish is sinful? What if what you wish is inappropriate? What if what you wish is lawless? What if what you wish is anti-God? Well, you're not supposed to go after that. And so the Lord goes, I'm going to remind you in your clothing so that you don't just go after your little flights of fancy. People forget what Scripture says about sin. Sin is pleasurable for a season. Never forget, this is not in the Scripture, but you know it's true. It has a bad backbite, no matter what happens. So the Lord's like going, hey, I don't want you to get so caught in your little wishes and your little, you know, universe that you forget to follow my commands. I'm giving you something that will help you remember on a regular basis so it gets into your brain. Oh, yeah, keep it straight. Oh, yeah, don't build upon those temptations. Oh, yeah, wipe that out. And by doing this, we demonstrate God's commitment to us and our commitment to him that we completely belong to him. Because people that partly belong to him are not going to have the most favorable encounter with him when they die. Just reality check. I can't change what has been written in 66 books. 39 the old, 27 the new. It's all I got for you. Can't do it. Can't change it. Remembering so that we don't forget God's commands, don't go after flights of fancy, and that we belong completely to him. Now, how can that be a bad idea? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We're coming back. Don't go anywhere. All I've got is all he needs. I'll humbly surrender and fall on my knees.
Now, there's a place where all your Christian programs reside. All the best Christian radio stations live there. Find your local Christian station or look for one farther away that plays the program you like. ChristianRadio.com not only links you to the best Christian radio stations in America, like this one, but also podcasts of great uplifting content designed to grow your faith. Find us now and download the app on either Apple or Android devices. It's the difference maker in your daily walk. ChristianRadio.com.
In a time when the church faces significant cultural change, who will remind us of what really matters? Who will help us stand for the truth when the truth is no longer popular? At the 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon on Thursday, October 5th, we have a seat reserved for you at City View Church in Mission Valley, along with every other pastor in San Diego County. Receive encouragement from an experienced leader who has walked in your shoes, one who understands the challenges you didn't learn about in seminary. Dr. Robert Jeffress is a best-selling author, the pastor of First Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas, and the host of Pathway to Victory, a national radio and television ministry. Shoulder to shoulder we stand, for there's more we have in common than what divides us. Lead on, Pastor. We're with you.
The 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by San Diego Christian College and Church Design and Construction. Reserve your seat at kprz.com or on the KPRZ mobile app.
This is John MacArthur inviting you to join me for Portraits of Grace. During the Los Angeles riots some years ago, many of us saw firsthand the results of our godless, me-first society. The sight of entire families loading their cars with anything they could steal perfectly illustrated that instant gratification at any cost has certainly become the motto of our time. That stands in stark contrast to people of faith like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who trusted God even when their circumstances were less than they might have hoped for. Their faith pleased God, and he was not ashamed to be called their God. What a wonderful testimonial. I pray that's true of you. Don't let earthbound hopes and dreams make you dissatisfied with life. Be sure to trust in God's promises and be patient and set your sights on your heavenly home. This is John MacArthur, trusting your lives are portraits of grace.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Let's see. Checking the weather. Looks pretty nice. Looks like the weather was nice. I woke up this morning kind of early before things got going. It was kind of like foggy, hazy, whatever, everywhere. And then by the time you get out of the house, it's like normal. It's like, wow, it's so cool. I love how that part happens. I do want to let you know a couple of things that are important. One, again, a quick shout out to Brian Slater, who came on the show doing a great job. He's the CEO and director of Abundant Bread of Salvation. They did a great job. He came with Nahum, and Nahum was just wonderful. I wish we had more time. You know, radio's tight, man. Things run fast, and that's the only disadvantage. But I'm telling you right now, they have this program, the Adopt a Holocaust Survivor program, and they're looking for help from a financial angle, emotional supportive angle, I'm sure a prayerful angle. If you want to touch base with this, AbundantBread.com. Just, there you go. AbundantBread.com. Check that out. I think it'll be a blessing for you. Okay? That's what I'm going to give you right there. Leave that there. Don't forget to keep in prayer our very good friend, Steve Wheeler. Steve is a great guy, a man who's committed to advancing the gospel all over the world. Whitefields.org is their website. I just want you to pray for Steve and Carl. They've got some travels that they're going to be doing out of the country. If he's not already gone, because every time I call him, it's like, I'm at the airport. And then just fill in the blank. It doesn't really matter. And just keep them in prayer, him and Carl and the whole ministry. What they want is wisdom and direction, which I am fully committed to praying for every day that I can pray for it. And it's just like they just want the Lord to lead and guide them. I don't think that ministry mindset is any different than any of us. I mean, it could be wrong, but I don't think so. I think we all want that same lead me, guide me kind of thing. All right. We're going to do a DDD that is a little bit of a challenge. I've gone through some challenges in the last day or two or three or four or week or two or month or two or year or two. The title of this is called Appreciate. And I'm going to take a portion of scripture. I'm not going to do it in its perfect contextual read. Can we just say that ahead of time so that we don't have to wonder about that? No, I'm not doing that. But I am going to make a point that is valid to the read. And this comes out of Numbers chapter 14, and if you're familiar with the Torah, if you're familiar with Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, you're going to find out this is right about the spot where the children of Israel, this is right at 14, they've come back, the spies have given a bad report on the land, and actually the scripture says a false report because they said the land would not produce, which actually makes their report not just a bad report, a lie. That's really what it does. And in Numbers chapter 14, verse 1 through 3, this is the people's response. It says, all night long, the people cried out in distress. They complained against Moses and Aaron and said, it would have been better to die in Egypt or even here in the wilderness. Why is the Lord taking us out to that land? We will be killed in battle and our wives and children will be captured. Wouldn't it be better to go back to Egypt? I want to pick up at verse 6 and 7. Now Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephu, two of the spies, tore their clothes in sorrow and said to the people, the land we explored is an excellent land. Wow. Look at the contrast that's taking place. The spies came back and did not give the proper report in regards to the land. They were afraid of the large people, and I think that's what motivated it. But the problem is they didn't just say there's big people. They said the land would not provide. That's a lie. And that lie and that false report inspired the people to cry out in distress. The entire nation was bummed. And then they complained to Moses, against Moses and Aaron, and they said, it had been better for us to die in Egypt or even here in the wilderness. Their theory in that thought process is they're thinking, it'd be better for us if we just died in the wilderness or back in Egypt where we know where things were at, as opposed to going to a new land and being consumed by these big people. This is a terrible idea. There's some commentators that believe that their complaining really has to do with they thought it would be better to die over time in the wilderness or over time in Egypt versus going to the land and being immediately killed by these big people. And they were bumming. And look what they said. Wouldn't it be better to go back to Egypt? How quick we forget what the bondage is once you're out. How quickly do you forget the bondages that God brought you through once you're away from it? Like, I don't remember being that bad. Fred Price used to preach something. Yes, I said Fred Price, relax. Used to preach something. It's so funny. He said, every time somebody says the grass is greener on the other side, there's always somebody on the other side looking at the other side saying the grass is greener. So it's the same thing. Doesn't matter. And the idea or the understanding that we need to have is this is a land that God had given to the children of Israel as the promised land. And now everybody was afraid of the land and they didn't want to go in it. They didn't want to deal with it. Joshua steps up and says what? He says, the land is excellent. It's excellent. It's not just good land. It's not just great land. It's not just going to feed us. It's fantastic. So you got one people who are afraid of the land, the spies who lied about the land, and then these couple of guys that are going, dude, the land is incredible. Because they could see the land or the promise of God with God. And because of that, the trials and the tribulations and the warfare were not enough to sway them away from what they could see that God was going to do with them in partnership with them. The land that Joshua and Caleb saw was excellent. And you know what they did? Watch this. This is the whole key to the whole thing. They appreciated it. Listen, let that sink. They appreciated the land of God. They didn't say there wouldn't be trials. They didn't say there wouldn't be tribulations. They didn't say there wouldn't be warfare. They just simply said, it's excellent. It's there. We can do this with God. Now, how many times in your life have you encountered something where the Lord has made you a promise or you're walking in some direction the Lord is giving you and the land looks like it's full of giants and instead of going, it doesn't matter, it's excellent, you sit there and go, I'm going to be devoured. It's like, you know what? Why don't you and I and everybody like us learn to appreciate it a little more? And don't give me the, you don't understand, Dave. You're right, I don't understand.
At some point, it's so ridiculous, I just can't help but repeat it.
We should be appreciative of the things that God has brought before us, even if the whole thing's not a carnival. I know, Christianity should be a carnival, and everybody should get cotton candy, and we should run on greasy grace, and we should just go on the little merry-go-round, and there should never be a problem because we believe in Jesus. Nowhere in the scripture does it ever say that, but it does say through many tribulations, one must enter the kingdom of God. It says that in the book of Acts. I just don't hear that quoted. Look, let's appreciate it. Maybe what's before you is tough. I think some of the stuff before me and my wife, it's tough. I think anytime I hear something that happens to my kids, it's tough. I mean, it's tough. But you know what? I got to appreciate the things that God is preparing and doing. And maybe I can't see it all because I'm so focused on the giants that are in the land. But you know what he promised? He promised that that land would be flowing with milk and honey. And all I'm seeing is I look like a bunny against the giants. Oh, gosh. That's not very appreciative, is it? So I love what Caleb said, and I love what Joshua said. And I do like it in the Good News Translation because it says it better. It's an excellent land. A little Bill and Ted right there. It's an excellent land. Oh, man, totally excellent. Love it. We should appreciate it. That's where we should be in some of this stuff. Be a little bit better for us and our spirits. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Many couples over time kiss less and less passionately and less frequently, because this is how it goes. And when I tell this to the MOPS groups, the mothers groups, they all know it and laugh.
Looking to add some spark in your marriage? On Focus on the Family Minute, Joyce Penner explains how it starts with just a little kiss.
He comes up to her and he wants to give her a kiss, and in her mind she says, let's say, do I want to have sex tonight? I'm not sure. So then she turns the cheek. And if you make a deal that this is a passionate kiss, I'm not leading you on, this doesn't have anything to do with whether we want to have sex tonight, I just really want to get into this kiss, then they keep kissing. And when we keep kissing, it keeps a little spark going in the brain. Even after 54 years, you still can get a little spark.
A simple kiss can strengthen that bond between you and your spouse. And you can hear more at familyminute.org.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins shared his thoughts on the courage necessary to face adversity.
As Christians, okay, I'm thinking of Joshua 1. Be strong and of good courage. You know, Joshua was going into the promised land, leading the children of Israel into all that God had promised them. And there were hostilities in front of them. There were those that did not want them to have what God had promised them. Be strong and of good courage. And if you read through the first chapter, you know, be sure to do everything I told you to do. Abide in my word and be guided by my word. Obey me and be strong and of good courage. Folks, if we're going to live as authentic followers of Jesus Christ, we have to have courage, because we're going to face hostility. So yes, we love them, but we speak truth to them.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. I'm going to tell you this right now. You've never heard this before. I decided to go to the dictionary and look up dude that knows more about finances than anybody else. And guess whose picture came up? Our very own Marty Schneider. I was like, wow, he's in the dictionary. That guy, he's something else. 800-727-PLAN. You like that, Marty?
You know, I'm glad it wasn't the encyclopedia, because I haven't seen one of those in years, David.
Yeah, that would not be the best. TheRetirementProfessor.com is his website. I got to tell you, I know you didn't get a chance, probably didn't get a chance to hear us. Just in this last hour, we had this wonderful, wonderful group on, It is a gentleman who has a ministry to Holocaust survivors, and they've got this whole ministry called Adopt a Holocaust Survivor.
Wow.
And it gives people this chance to connect to them, and there's probably about 160,000 survivors left, and they're all by average age about 87. And so it was a fascinating thing. I thought somebody would really have appreciated that live. You'd have loved that, Marty. That was really, really powerful.
Now, David, are these survivors all over the world or in the U.S. or where are they?
All over the world, but there's a focus taking place. Some of them from Russia. Some of them, you know, have actually gone back to Israel. It's just all over that part of it. But it's just this group that you just think, that's such a great idea, period. I can't believe a church hadn't thought about that before.
Yeah, what a great heart that is. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that. All right, so talk to me, because as what I can understand, I was waiting to talk to you. This rarely happens for you and I, but, you know, there was this thing came out called the NFL. No, I'm kidding. Taxes. Taxes, Marty. Money. Yeah. Taxes. What? What is going on, and have you read it?
Yeah, I have. In fact, I talked a little bit about it today. You know, Of course, nothing is a done deal yet. This is just a proposal, a starting point where, you know, the legislators are going to start negotiating and hammer out a deal, and then the House and the Senate have to put a deal together as well. So we're a long way from any kind of finished product here. But the proposal, David, did squeeze what is today 7 personal marginal tax brackets down into 3, which is, you know, very Reagan-esque. It eliminated a lot of the itemized deductions, things like real estate taxes, like property taxes. The only things that were the biggies that were kept were charitable contributions under the Trump proposal remain as a deductible item, and mortgage interest remains deductible. And again, people didn't know which way that was going to break, but in the Trump proposal, they retained their tax deduction. And a big bump up in the standard deduction. A married couple today gets a standard deduction of $12,700. It's proposed to go to $24,000, so almost doubling the standard deduction, and for a single person it would go to $12,000 from about $6,000. So big bump up in the standard deduction. And another biggie was the elimination of the death taxes, the so-called estate taxes or death taxes. The proposal eliminates that. You know what, David, that only affects about 0.2% of the people, of decedents, people that pass away. So it's a very, very small percentage that actually pay that, because you have to be over $5.5 million in net worth to have to worry about that tax. But nonetheless, that was proposed to be eliminated as well. So those were some of the highlights of the Republican proposal.
All right, I got to ask you like 10 trillion questions, so you got to get ready for all of them. Number one, the death tax thing, I want to say this, I want to be really honest. Like you said, that affects very, very, very few people. But I will admit, that's not the point. The point is, once you die, you shouldn't be taxed again.
Amen.
That's the principle. It's not,
amen.
I mean, it's just like, I'm dead. You're taxing me now? I want an attorney to fight. You know, it's like, it's so ridiculous.
I'm going to hire a dead attorney to handle this.
Exactly. So you're going to have to hire a death tax attorney. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, that would be a whole other brand of attorneys. All right, so let's go past that. Let's go to the really core, I think, part of the coercion, then you can tell me the yes or the no on this. You have a single individual, they would go to a $12,000 base deduction, okay, and then a married couple basically about $24,000. What that means then, and tell me if I'm wrong about this, what that means if a single person makes $32,000, they're going to take $12,000, so now all the taxable income is $20,000.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so that's right. So this deduction lowers how much you have to pay taxes on in totality.
Yes, it does. What it really does, David, is it lowers your taxable income by that $12,000. So, as you point out, if a single person had, say, a $40,000 income, they take the 12 off as a standard deduction, they pay tax on 28. For a married couple, that goes to 24. I will say this: one of the things that you would lose, I think, a biggie, particularly in California, the real estate tax, the property taxes, Well, you know, for somebody that owns a home, you know, in San Diego, if it's a, you know, what, $300,000-$500,000 home, which is not an outrageous, you know, castle, you know, you're talking about property taxes of anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 a year. So that deduction under the proposal is gone. You'd lose the real estate taxes, but you would retain the mortgage interest deduction.
All right, but in the doubling for the couple or the, mm-hmm. the married couple or the individual going from 6 to 12, they would make that up.
I mean, they wouldn't
actually go on the negative on that. So then my question is, what about those other deductibles like the gas mileage, you know, for work and for all that stuff? Are they saying just get rid of all this stuff?
No.
Well, so what is it then?
Those would be business expenses.
Okay, so that's different.
Different category. So all the, you know, business expenses would stay the same. These are itemized deductions that that would be changed, the Schedule A itemized deductions. But David, one of the things that I kind of read in the fine print, you know, I really bumped my nose right up against my computer screen to actually be able to read this because it was in really tiny print, is, you know, you get an exemption too. You get a personal exemption. So a husband and a wife each get a $4,000 personal exemption today. That's $8,000 of deduction. That would be lost. The personal exemption goes away. So even though you pick up a $24,000 standard deduction for a married couple, in under current law, you only get a $12,700 standard deduction, but you'd also have those two personal exemptions, which are worth $8,000, which brings you to, you know, 12 and 8 brings you to 20. So the gain on that standard deduction then is only $4,000 of additional write-off.
I gotcha.
There's give and take in this thing, and I haven't really been able yet to punch out all the numbers and see the net effect. But the big thing is that the top bracket goes down from 39.6 to 35, but the bottom bracket goes from 10 to 12. So, you know, I'd have to look at a number of scenarios to see how your average person might actually fair on this thing when you net it all out. It's a little complex, and I know there's going to be big fights on this stuff in Congress too, because you know, you people in high real estate places like California and New York, they don't want to give up that property tax deduction. You know, if you have a $700,000-$800,000 home, you know, you're talking about a $7,000 or $8,000 write-off
right
there. So
that's a lot.
I mean,
that's
pricey.
That's not cheap. All right. So let me ask you this question. You don't have to answer this perfectly, so don't worry. But this will just help people in the overall. So if it gets approved, if after all the fighting is done, because normally they'll talk about this stuff and like it's going to happen tomorrow, which we already know that's not happening. When would it happen? Are we talking 2025? What are we talking?
Well, they're talking 2018, next year, for tax year 2018. Now, let's say that if they pass a bill early next year, which is what, you know, I think is a best case scenario, if they can come to agreement and they pass a piece of legislation, if it's implemented in 2018, what is likely to happen, David, and this is what's happened in the past, is they would kind of phase it in over 2 or 3 or 4 years, where they don't just all of a sudden say, all right, we're under the new laws. They kind of grade it in over a period of time. Again, that is just a guess. That is based on past experience of the way they've handled this in prior tax changes. But, I mean, the possibility is that they pass the law early next year and they say, all right, for 2018, here's the new rules.
Yeah.
That would be a absolute best case.
All right. So probably, though, they'll graft it in, like piece by piece, phase by phase. That's probably if they pass it. All right. So now I'm going to ask you the lightning round question. I've never asked you this before. So here it is. Your response in just these four categories just needs to be thumbs up, thumbs down, or don't know.
Okay.
Thumbs up, thumbs down, or don't know.
Okay.
You make $40,000 or less a year. Is this tax plan thumbs up, thumbs down, or don't know?
Thumbs up.
Okay, thumbs up. You make $41,000 to $100,000. Is this plan thumbs up or thumbs down or even?
I'm guessing thumbs up, but I haven't seen where these brackets break yet, the three proposed brackets, and that would be the critical variable in my answer. Likely it would be thumbs up.
All right. 101,000 to 500,000?
Break even.
Wow. 501,000 to 20 million as though it would matter.
Yeah, probably paying more in taxes.
Okay. So my question in that whole thing is, isn't the majority of income in the entire country somewhere between the 50 and 150 mark?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely it is. And that's, you know, the middle to upper middle, and that person is likely to benefit under the proposed tax changes, yes.
Okay, that's all I want to know, because that tells you, like, the middle. Okay, well, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, that was fair. You're so good at this. No wonder you don't know your picture's in the dictionary. But it's, like you said,
the other thing is the business taxes. You know, the proposal to drop the top corporate rate from today, it's 35%. And the proposal is to drop that to 20%. So that's a biggie. And that's the one that investors really have their eyeball on, because that would impact, you know, big corporations, that it would reduce their tax liability, which would increase profits and allow them to expand and hire. And, you know, that's a very pro-growth kind of a tax reduction if that happens. My guess is it'll be negotiated up from 20. I don't know if it's going to last at 20. It might end up at 25.
Yeah, go low, because then, you know, you're just the same thing. If you make a lower bid, you can always go up. You can't go down again.
That's right.
Right? That's right. Business 101, which I think is going on there, but that's my opinion.
Yeah.
All right, excellent job, as usual. You are the genius when it comes to finances. 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526, theretirementprofessor.com, our very own Marty Schneider. Thank you, sir.
All right, David, God bless you, brother.
Have a great week. Talk to you later. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
My friends, Tom Lewis with an urgent message from Cross International. The United Nations has released a report that in the countries of Kenya and South Sudan, they are suffering the worst drought and famine in their history in 72 years, affecting as many as 20 million people. Cross International reaching out to help those children and families who are so desperate in those African nations. Here's how you can help. A $60 one-time gift from you feeds a child or a family member through the end of January. They're expecting to get rain hopefully by next April or May, but the drought and famine is critical. Could you help right now? Give your best gift. $60 provides food for one. $300 provides food for an entire family. 866-946-8233. And if you want to tack on a special gift for Houston, you can do that as well. 866-946-8233 or kprz.com.
We need your help. We are Silent Voices, serving women and saving lives for over 30 years. Silent Voices is a pregnancy resource center providing a full range of services, including free pregnancy tests, pregnancy and abortion education, and more. Silent Voices is in the process of expanding our services by purchasing a Save the Stork medical unit, allowing us to reach abortion-vulnerable women outside of abortion clinics, on campuses, and public events. In order to use the Save the Stork mobile unit, we must find a doctor to serve as our medical director and an RN to serve as our nurse manager. The medical director must be an MD with admitting privileges. An OBGYN is ideal, but not necessary. The position only requires 1 hour a week of your time. Nurse manager, about 4 hours a week. Without these positions, we are unable to expand our services.
If you or someone you know can help us, call 619-422-0757. 619-422-0757.
We are silentvoices.org.
The 17th century French philosopher and mathematician Blaise Pascal made an observation that I think applies directly to one's relationship with God. He wrote, "We are usually convinced more easily by reasons we have found ourselves than by those which have occurred to others." In other words, we will learn about faith much more quickly by trusting God ourselves than by hearing about someone else who trusted God. God once told the Israelites when they doubted him about something, he said, "Try me now in this matter." He wanted them to put him to the test so they would have firsthand knowledge of his faithfulness. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's faithfulness for yourself on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Well, we've been told 2 to 4 is the wasteland of time.
I just want to bring that up.
I'll tell you about that later. A couple things to run by you. Don't forget to go to KPRZ, the Facebook page, so you can see some of the different things that are going on, not just events, but inspirationals and encouragements and things of that nature. Also, I would say this to you now, as I said this in the very first year we did the show, the very last show that I ever do, it's going to be the same thing. Hey, whatever you're hearing, if it helps you or helps you draw closer to the Lord and the Lord's in it, use it. I mean, that's what you want. If you hear something, you're like, I don't agree with that. Not if you're not offending me. You're just talking to me a year ago. That's all you're doing. Because it's like, they get older, some things, maybe their perspective changes a little. The truth doesn't change, but people change. Anyway, use whatever you can use. Let it be a blessing for you. If there's nothing that you've ever heard on the show that's ever been a blessing, I only have one question. Why are you listening? Go do something productive. If you walk the dog, you get exercise. All right. Let's get ready to do our very last, yet not least, of our discussions. This is called, and I gave it this title because I couldn't think of a good title. This is called This Is Awesome. That's the only title I got. Here you go. I actually got quite a good response on this, whatever that social media thing is. Daniel chapter 6, verse 17. A stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the rings of his nobles, so that Daniel's situation might not be changed. Obviously referring to Daniel in the lion's den. The stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and the rings of his nobles, so that Daniel's situation might not be changed. Verse 21 and 2 of that same text. Daniel answered, O king, live forever. My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions. You see, Daniel's in the lion's den, and when you throw somebody in the lion's den, typically the lions didn't just go to Arby's, and they're relatively hungry. As they used to keep them that way. And then somebody would go in there, and then the lions would do what? They would, okay, get this, they would eat, right? Daniel goes in the lion's den. The king seals the stone to cover the mouth of the den. The nobles also put their rings with the king's ring so that everybody knows this situation will not change. Well, everybody except for God. Because what they were saying is, this situation's not going to be changed. And God was like going, you are not very bright. I will show you why. So God sends the angel. The angel shuts up the mouths of the lions, which does mean they must have been hungry. I mean, this, if their mouths are moving, I'm just saying. But God changed the situation anyway because God doesn't care what other people care about. That's the problem. See, there it is right there. It's like people are like, well, it's got to be this way because this is what I think. Okay, again, not to be offensive, who cares? What does God think? What is God's opinion? Well, you don't understand. We're going to put the king's ring on this, and the nobles are going to do this. Situation won't change. Based on what? God? God can change any situation, anytime, any way he wants without asking anybody's permission. That's why he's got the title. Okay, that's the whole point. The title is that it's God. And with God being in charge, he can change the situation. Now tell me how bad your situation is and tell me that God can't change it. Well, you don't understand, Dave. It hasn't changed in 30 years. Okay, so it was thousands of years before the Messiah manifested, and then everything changed. So you just tell me that God can't do anything like that. It's like, come on. If God wants to change your situation right this millisecond, it's changed. Next. So you go to him who can change it. That's why it's awesome. Because they didn't think it can change. God didn't think it should remain. So it changed. And he didn't, again, ask anybody's permission. I love that about the Lord. That's why I can depend on him. And that's all I need to depend on, was him. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break. Then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
In a time when the church faces significant cultural change, who will remind us of what really matters? Who will help us stand for the truth when the truth is no longer popular? At the 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon on Thursday, October 5th, we have a seat reserved for you at City View Church in Mission Valley, along with every other pastor in San Diego County. Receive encouragement from an experienced leader who has walked in your shoes, one who understands the challenges you didn't learn about in seminary. Dr. Robert Jeffress is a best-selling author, the pastor of First Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas, and the host of Pathway to Victory, a national radio and television ministry. Shoulder to shoulder we stand, for there's more we have in common than what divides us.